Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region says COVID-19 Small Business Continuity Emergency Grants of up to $20,000 per business are available. But there are a few requirements. Executive Director of the Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region, Linda McFarlane, says the grant program is intended only for small businesses that are open during the pandemic.
They have possibly pivoted their business and are doing something else and need some funding, or they have not gotten enough federal assistance.
Businesses also must show that they've taken at least a 10% revenue loss due to the pandemic, have fewer than 50 full-time employees, and have been in stable operation since January 1st. They also have to prove that they applied for federal resources already. McFarlane says Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region, which has been a WAMC underwriter, has received about 300 applications for the grant program. They have a pool of nearly $3 million available to give out and started awarding the money May 13th. One of those grant recipients is Karen Maxwell, sole proprietor of Kima's Creations in Albany. Before the pandemic, her business was handmade purses, backpacks, and duffels. Now, she makes reusable and stylish face masks.
I donated some to healthcare workers, and then I started selling them simply because fabric, elastic, everything is at a cost.
Maxwell says as orders came in, if the person was a healthcare worker, she sent them the masks for free. Maxwell estimates she donated around 100 masks and made about 1,300 since the pandemic started.
So I had to hire someone to come and help me, and I was struggling to pay them. I actually still owe them money.
Maxwell plans to use the $20,000 grant to pay the workers back and to buy a fabric cutting machine to speed up production. And Maxwell plans to keep making the masks even after the reopening.
Now I'm getting folks that are reordering and wanting, I think, more fashionable type masks to go along with their clothing, their bags, and stuff like that.
Maxwell says the most popular design is the paisley bandana fabric. After that, it's Minnie Mouse.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the class will start in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Another recipient of the continuity grant is Dance Fire Studio and Fitness in Niscayuna. Owner Florin Vlad moved to the United States from Romania in 2015. He and his wife, Natalia O'Connor, are in their 20s. They pooled all their savings to start the studio, and so they needed a way to stay open during the pandemic.
We were forced to find alternative ways to make ends meet, and we started transitioning to online dance classes.
O'Connor and Vlad compete nationally in ballroom dance. Normally, group classes at Dance Fire Studio are about $15 per person, and a private lesson is about $100. Once they shifted to social media live streams and Zoom lessons, they made all the group lessons longer and free.
Our main focus was to keep people engaged with dancing, and we wanted to encourage them to stay connected and keep learning and continue to be involved with this great art form.
Dance Fire Studio has 5 employees, 3 dance instructors, and 2 front office workers. The office workers don't have a job to do right now, but they're still getting paid for the hours they would have been working if there weren't a pandemic.
We really value our employees, and we want them to continue to be a part of our studio, and we took that decision to continue to pay them.
Cross body, back spot turn.
Vlad says the $10,000 grant from Community Loan Fund will help, but it will only cover about 2 months of their business's rent. Their landlord has given them a 90-day extension for April's rent, but they're still behind. In the meantime, they will keep live streaming and teaching lessons online.
And we'll see you tomorrow for more classes online. Thank you.
Community Loan Fund Executive Director Linda McFarlane says there is a second Community Loan Fund program in the works for businesses that are closed due to the pandemic. Non-essential businesses, and places that require close contact.
And hair salons and barbershops and nail salons are perfect examples. They've had to close.
McFarlane says details of the reopening grant are still being worked out. But Community Loan Fund of the Capital Region plans to announce more information after New York pause ends. For more information on how to apply for a COVID-19 Small Business Continuity Grant, or more information on Kima's Creations or Dance Fire Studio and Fitness, go to WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Jackie Orchard.